Iran and the P5 Plus One group are holding new talks in Vienna. They hope to hammer out a comprehensive deal after marathon rounds of negotiations over Iran's nuclear energy program. The P5 Plus One refers to the five permanent members of the UN Security Council in Germany. The group reached an initial groundbreaking deal with Iran in Geneva back in November, but it was in the form of a non-paper agreement. This time around, the two sides are working to draft an actual text of an accord. Such a deal will be historic since it will put to rest years of standoff, but it's a tall order and there's many bumps on the road. Key sticking points are Iran's capacity to enrich uranium, the future of its nuclear facilities, and the removal of U.S.-led sanctions on the Islamic Republic. For more on that story, Press TV's Homa Lezgi joins us now from the Austrian capital, Vienna. Homa, it's great to speak with you again. What can we expect from this round of talks? What are the main points where disagreement still exists? And most importantly, what is the mood and atmosphere alike heading into this round of negotiations?
Right, Bardia, I'd like to say that right now, before responding to your questions, that is, we just had a press conference by Mr. Michael Mann, the spokesperson for Lady Catherine Ashton, the EU High Representative. He was here. He told us that the plenary session has now finished. Internal discussions are now taking place, and in the afternoon, we're going to see the discussions continue. As for your questions there, let's put them first to Mr. Michael Mann, who's joining us now live here in the program, and see what he has to say on them. Mr. Mann, thank you so much for being with us here on the Top 5. Now, thank you. A question here that our anchor was just asking was, what are the expectations? I mean, that is, of course, a very general question. But since the sides are now sitting down to discuss the text of the draft, does this mean that we're going to see an agreement on paper before July 20th?
Well, what has happened so far, we've had three rounds of talks where we've talked about all the main issues in detail one by one, and this is now a kind of different tack that we're taking. We've moved on to the next phase where we're trying to look at all the elements that might make up a potential agreement. So, you know, there is still a lot of hard work to do. We're entering a very intensive phase now. It may well be that we start some drafting work this week, but that doesn't mean that we're getting close to an agreement. We are trying to narrow down the differences and try to move things forward because, you know, clearly we want to have an agreement as soon as we can. But of course, the main priority is that it's a good agreement that deals with all the problems.
And one observer was saying that the ground has been laid now. The problem of a lack of trust has essentially been faced and resolved. And now we can sit down and talk on the details. Would you go as far as saying that a lack of trust doesn't exist anymore?
Well, I mean, I think throughout the negotiations, even towards the agreement that was reached in November, there's always been a good working relationship between Catherine Ashton and Minister Zarif. I think they have a very good way of working together. And, you know, it's important the two chief negotiators are able to do that. Clearly, we hear noises from outside. Clearly, we're aware that there are a lot of very technical issues to overcome, a lot of very political issues to overcome. We're talking about a much bigger agreement than was reached in November, which will hopefully put to rest once and for all the international community's concerns about the nature of the Iranian nuclear program. So a lot of work still to do, but the good thing is that the two main negotiators are able to work very well together.
Well, Mr. Zarif told reporters a couple of times that he thinks a deal is possible, but if the other side is, quote, realistic and there is mutual trust and confidence, when he says the other side is realistic, do you think that means that he is basically saying the other side should accept that Iran's nuclear rights should be expected, accepted, including its right to enrichment? Does that understanding exist that Iran is saying, okay, we now have reached the conclusion that the P5 plus one is being actually realistic about the activities that Iran can undertake as an NPT member?
Well, of course, both sides in any negotiation have to show realism. But of course, there are a number of things that Iran has to do in order to make an agreement possible. There are a number of problem areas that have been clearly written down in black and white in UN Security Council resolutions, in IAEA board resolutions. So there are a number of things that Iran has to do. what it said in the joint plan of action from November was that at the end of the process, once all of the international concerns about the nature of the Iranian program have been dealt with, then Iran should be able to be treated like any signatory to the NPT. But it's clear that Iran has a long way to go to reach that point.
In Geneva, once the joint plan of action was agreed upon, we saw that few months on, both sides are saying that they've remained committed to their obligations as outlined in that Geneva deal. If an agreement is reached this time round, how will that agreement differ from the joint plan of action? How lasting will it be? Will it be, again, based on a six-month period?
Again, it's a bit difficult for me to predict what a final agreement will look like because a final agreement is still being negotiated. But the end of the day, the aim of this is not to temporarily reassure the international community. It is to reassure the international community once and for all about the purely peaceful nature of the Iranian nuclear program. So, you know, that is what the aim is and that is what everyone should be aiming for.
And Iran has said that the final date that's been announced earlier based on the agreements made is January 2015. Does that mean if things go as planned and an agreement is reached, by that time sanctions will be removed and the Iranian nuclear issue will be resolved?
I'm not aware of these timings that you tell me about. Our main aim, of course, is to reach a solid, watertight deal that everyone's happy with as soon as possible. You know, the question of sanctions is, of course, the main enticement for the and inducement for the Iranian side. Sanctions are there for a reason. They're there to deal specifically with the concerns that we have about the Iranian nuclear program. Once those concerns disappear and have verifiably disappeared and have disappeared forever, then, you know, the reasons for the sanctions would also change.
And does the P5 plus one believe that Iran is working towards that verification and towards that trust building?
Well, we hope very much that they are doing so. We are negotiating good faith. We hope that they are doing the same. And of course, you know, transparency and verification is going to be one of the key parts of any agreement that's reached.
Mr. Michael Mann, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks very much.
Well, that was Mr. Michael Mann, the spokesperson for Lady Catherine Ashton, the EU High Representative, speaking to us here. Bardia, back to you.
Thank you very much, Oman. Thanks to your guest, Mr. Michael Mann, for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. That was our correspondent, Homa Lizky, speaking to us from Vienna.